give you 15%.
The 21st of January, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This morning, my portion of what goes on here comes from the studios of KNTR, the talk radio station in Lake Havasu City. But also, this is a very interesting area because we have a sort of conversion, if you will, of three states together. Arizona comes together with Nevada, and it comes together with California. So we can drive for about 20, 25 minutes, you can be in California. You drive for 40, 45 minutes, you can be in Nevada. And you drive for another hour or two, and you can be broke. That's how it works.
Actually, I can see California from my house.
Hey, can you really? Good for you. Sonny Borelli is a city councilman here in Lake Havasu. He's a retired Marine as well. And I thought perhaps it would be kind of fun in and out of conversation today. As we've been having our road trip, this is one of the things that I look forward to most in getting to know people who are associated with the radio stations around the country. And as I travel around the nation, it almost feels like we've had a world trip this week, Bob. Here, we've had a whirlwind of experiences. There's no question about that. So, Sonny, we'll see what you can add to the color here as we learn more about some of the communities around the country that carry this program. You and the city of Lake Havasu have a love relationship, a love-hate relationship. A lot of times when people get into the public sector, if you will, it's because they're angry about something. Did you decide you were going to the city council because you're angry about things that were going on here?
Well, there's a lot of things that always need to be changed in any community, but I retired from the Marine Corps in October of 99. Excuse me. I retired from the Marine Corps in October of 99, and, I retired from the Marines, and I had a couple of businesses, sold them, and sitting around the house, I retired young at the age of 47, and my wife kind of gave me an ultimatum. She says, honey, I love you, but you got to do one of two things. Get out of the house, get a job, get a girlfriend, you're making me crazy. So I figure, a job, jump out of bed, just over broke. I don't want to do that anymore. Girlfriend, that's going to cost me more money. That's going to give me more headaches. I know I haven't heard a shot fired in anger God knows how long. I kind of miss the chaos of the Marine Corps. I think I'll run for city council. So then when I said that, she took the girlfriend option right off the table. So there I am in the middle of the stream waiting to get ambushed, and I continued on with my campaign, and I won.
So in terms of the campaign, describe for people, this is a great education. A lot of people think that they want to be involved, people who are like you that come from different circumstances. Some people say, well, I've just led an ordinary, average life. You've done some pretty interesting things. You've got, I can tell, even just being with you for a couple of minutes, you're an interesting character. So people would gravitate to you. You obviously have ideas. So what do you say to people? I'm one who encourages folks to get involved in what's going on, whether it's just you expressing yourself with an email or calling people in government, city government, the state needs lots of input, representatives in Congress. People need to be engaged. So if you go to the level that you did, what sort of lessons did you learn in terms of who comes to you if they see that you're going to win? They want influence, business people do, or people who have particular axes to grind, people who want something from the city. So how have you learned how to listen and how to be careful and how to do the right thing?
Well, I'd have to fall back right back on my Marine Corps experiences. Like I said, 22 years in the Marines, you learn as a leader, you have to learn how to listen to people. You have to learn how to assess situations. And most importantly, like I was a gunnery sergeant. So a gunnery sergeant's job is to train your young leaders, but also to clear the path and support them so they can fulfill their mission. And I think that's the role of government, clear the path for businesses and the community to thrive and survive and to be there to serve. That's what we're here for, to serve the community.
So what happens, or how would you respond? Let me put it this way. How would you respond to those who say that business is too influential, that there is too much money on the part of business owners, and the higher you go up the corporate ladder, there is more power and more influence, therefore more corruption? How do you figure, all right, this is the way to handle the push that's going to come from business leaders? They want it their way because it's good for their business. How do you judge, if you will, or weigh the merits of what's good for business versus what's good for the public? Sometimes they are one and the same. Sometimes they are not.
Well, historically, when businesses prosper, everybody prospers. Excuse me. When government starts to get too restrictive, corruption is going to come on both sides of the house or whatever, both sides of the street. I've seen a lot of poor communities that are strangled by government, where the only people that really make out is the government. Mm-hmm. And, when businesses prosper, everybody prospers. When they say the trickle-down effect, that's where you always see the prosper, with the trickling down from thriving businesses in the community.
Sonny Borelli is a member of the city council here in Lake Havasu City. And as we get the lessons to be learned here are the same lessons that apply, I think, and I don't say that Lake Havasu is the example. I'm just saying you can talk to a lot of people like Sonny who have a lot of similar experiences. We all start someplace, and then you either continue to serve here for another 15 years, or maybe you run for Congress, or you run for state rep or something. A lot of good people who have gone on have had experiences. They're career politicians. They start where you are, and they say, okay, I've done this. Now let's try something else. It's sort of a term limiting yourself.
Well, my aspirations are, I always figure I'm going to do one, one enlistment or one term.
One tour of duty.
One tour of duty.
Uh-huh.
There's a saying we had in the Marines, if you have to worry about your fitness report, your performance evaluation, then you're really not doing your job. If I'm worried about getting reelected, I don't think I'm doing my job. My job is to serve and be the bridge of the citizens'
you'll,
bridge to the city council.
You'll pardon the pun.
Yeah.
The bridge. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Lake Havasu is the city where the famous London Bridge was re-erected in the early 70s, wasn't it?
That's right, 1971. As a matter of fact, it's ranked the number 10th bridge in the world, the most famous bridge.
In terms of how it has affected this community was nothing before.
Was nothing.
There was pretty much a spot in the desert. Right? Lake Havasu there was nothing going on.
It was nothing here. The old wives' tale was that this was a land scam that went well.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's where are you from originally?
I was born in upstate New York. I grew up in California and lived a few years in Texas. I spent most of my life in California when I was in the Marines. So.
You have said that you think that Lake Havasu City is the most patriotic city in America.
I believe so, that is.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
Well, we've got over 60,000 veterans that I know of in Mojave County.
Really? Where are they retiring from?
Just all over the United States.
And they come here to retire?
Come here to retire.
Wow.
Like I said, veterans. Not everybody's a retiree from the military, but
right.
We have, I'd say, over 60,000 veterans and the demographics.
That's an interesting differentiation, if I may take a second on that. We oftentimes hear the story of those who retired from the military, as is the story with Sonny. But there are those who have served. They may have put in 4-year stretch, 6-year stretch, whatever. Then they get out and they go on to their other careers, whether it's a teacher, you might be running your own business. But there's a differentiation. I think sometimes we don't always get that. As a matter of fact, I think this is the first time I ever put it together quite like that, so thank you for getting me to think about it that way, because there is a difference, although everybody has served, and that's important as well.
Yes, well, you'd be surprised how many Vietnam veterans that actually reside here in Lake Havasu. They've been decorated with Silver Stars and even the Navy Cross. There was a man who he passed away, and he actually was from Los Angeles, California. He was a private first class in the Marine Corps in World War II, and he served in the at Saipan, and he was credited as having, I think the tag name was the Pied Piper of Saipan. His last name was Gabaldron, and he was a private first class and he received the Navy Cross. He passed away here, and I think his remains are in California.
So is it because of this that you refer to Lake Havasu as the most patriotic city?
Well, no. When we have a lot of young servicemen that come back from serving either overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan, we do a lot of welcome homes. The VFW, the American Legion, the Marine Corps League is very strong here in town. Of course, the Eagles, the fraternal organization Eagles, excuse me, even the Elks Lodge, they all come out for these returning veterans, and we have every patriotic holiday, every fraternal organization that's veteran connected came out. They all fall out and support these returning vets, and even a lot of send offs too. So this is a very patriotic community, very very well involved in just about every charitable organization I can think of.
Lots of reasons to love Lake Havasu City from City Council Member Sonny Borelli. Thanks for joining me here on Good Day.
You bet. Semper Fi.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karam from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increase in belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
You guys are reading the chat room right now.
What's in the chat room? Pal Talk chat room.
They're asking if there is a Dudley bobblehead doll. And then they're, yes, and then they're talking about the things that when you pull the string, it would say.
That's good.
I love Ron Paul. Yeah. Mitt Romney sucks. Oh, my God, Barack smokes. I love cows. She's too skinny. Rising sucks.
At least they got my act on.
Yeah, they know you well.
I love predictable behavior.
Twenty-three past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. It's Jennifer Horn and myself, Rich McFadden. Doug has stepped off to chat with a couple of his friends over in Lake Havasu. We'll be back in a few minutes.
That's a glad hander.
I know. So, meanwhile, we get to review what happened last night on The Idol.
Okay, this music, by the way, this might be one of the greatest themes ever. Doesn't it get you all pumped when you hear
think?
It?
You think?
I don't know.
It's better than 24?
No. That one gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
So does this one in a weird way.
Yeah. No, it's they definitely hit it. But it does it still make you think, Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no American Idol without Simon.
I don't know, though. I'm going to warm up to Steven Tyler, I think. And I think Jennifer, what's her face? J-Lo was...
J-Lo?
J-Lo is going to do a good job. So last night they had night two of the first season with all new judges except for Randy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan Dorsey sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and apparently it was okay.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Change it up.
Where troubles smell like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
Stop, stop, stop.
Yo,
stop.
Yo,
you know why? Because I have goosebumps all over my body.
We should not even comment. We should just go yes or no. One, two, three.
That's
an ambitious song ever since the Hawaiian guy. What was his name? Ever since he sang
Brother something or other. The big fat Hawaiian guy who did it on the ukulele. Yeah, ever since he did it, nobody else can do that song. But this guy was good.
No, he was good.
All right, so this is Jordan Dorsey, and his family thinks Ryan is a little short.
Who are you with today?
Mom.
And you're with, so you're with your son?
Yeah,
oh, okay. You're with your son.
Yes,
you're here with your mom. You're here with your mom?
Yes, my mom.
Oh, there you go. She told me about you.
What'd she say?
Mom?
He looked tall on television.
Oh. Yes. If he looks taller on television, oh no.
It's because your set is so small.
Do you think he wears heels? He's got to wear a little lift in his shoes.
You know, in the last year or so, I've come to realize that everybody in Hollywood is short.
Oh no, for sure.
It's
everybody. It is disappointing when you see them because you're like, really?
Dude, they're all munchkins.
Yeah.
They're all little dudes. All right, so here are a couple of people who don't impress too much, the judges.
Oh, no!
Wasn't for all that.
I don't think it was that bad.
I love Tyler.
Take me away from here.
Ooh. How do you think you did, David?
That sounded good to me.
That was a
guy? I guess that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
Apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
And your big lip Steven Tyler asked somebody where she got her lips.
Where did you get those lips?
You know, I really don't know. Because nobody in my family has large lips. So.
Wow. Steven, are you part of her family?
Maybe.
Never know.
Steven's your baby daddy. It's
28
past the hour on Good Day.
It has everything you need to build the body of your dreams, to start the life of your dreams.
Start improving your body and life with Fitness Made Simple's New You Special, an exclusive offer only available by calling the toll-free number on this commercial, 1-800-717-0346.
I totally feel
it. It really works.
I was ecstatic. It really has changed my life.
You put it together. It worked for me. It could work for anybody.
Order the New You Special today and get fitness celebrity John Bezos' breakthrough new DVD featuring his best workouts for sculpting six-pack abs. Get John's new book, our best-selling fat-burning workout DVD, and the Fitness Made Simple motivational music CD, all for just $29.95. You won't find this offer anywhere else. Call 1-800-717-0346.
Change your body, change your life with Fitness Made Simple.
Call 1-800-717-0346 now.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I have had the pleasure of meandering in and out of this city a number of times. I think KNTR, which is my home here in this part of the world, has been carrying my program for 10, 12 years, maybe longer than that. It's kind of interesting because they've been on the AM band for a long time at 980, and now they've done like a lot of other conversation or spoken word formatted stations and gone to the FM. So they're both at 980 AM and 106.7 FM. As a matter of fact, when I was driving over here a couple of hours ago, I was listening to the beginning of the program, and because it happened to be on tape, it was kind of interesting to hear. I mean, I don't listen to myself very much. So you're listening, oh, well, that sounds very interesting. Is that how it's working? Yeah, that's working great. So as we learn more about this area of the world, one of the things that I wanted to do today, more as we've been on the road around the country, we're coming through the midsection of the country, Monday in Memphis and Tuesday in Stephenville, Texas, El Paso on Wednesday, yesterday up in Albuquerque, and wonderful. The thing that I like most about this is meeting people who are involved in the community, meeting people who listen to the radio program. So we really do. I think I got a little bit technical yesterday. I was talking about focus groups and how some of the people that are so involved in what we do here, and it isn't just me, it's anybody who's listening to a good radio program, they get so involved and so close, they know so much about you, they are great resources for how you conduct your business. And they may not know it, but they're very, very helpful. So I say thank you to all the people who are interested. For example, the dinner we had the other night in Albuquerque. Hello, what city am I in? What's today? The folks that we met there, I enjoyed that couple of hours about as much as I've enjoyed anything for a long time. And I'm, those of you who know me know that I'm not self-serving. I really do enjoy spending time with the people, either that work at the radio stations
or folks from the community who are involved because they like listening to the radio station. So I'm going to pass something along to a couple of people who are listening this morning, I hope. Unfortunately, when I spoke to Marilyn, Lucy, I believe is Marilyn's last name, and then Bonnie, who is someone that is frequently engaged in our conversation here in Lake Havasu, both of them I invited to breakfast this morning. Unfortunately, though, because of the crack staff that we have at the main headquarters, the phone numbers that I was given for both of them are wrong. So I tried to call both you ladies last night to arrange breakfast this morning. If you're listening, Bonnie and Marilyn, why don't you call Richie at 800-510-8255. Give him the right number, and then Bob or I will be in touch with you. We'll see if we can have some breakfast. Maybe I'll bring Gary Kellogg along for breakfast. He's the president and CEO of the Lake Havasu City Partnership of Economic Development. And probably you, I'm going to guess, maybe not single-handedly, but you were responsible for all those piranhas that came out of the water in that movie last year, right?
Well, just part of them. So I like the fish. Well, so I'll take care of that.
Did your butt get on screen? Did you play an extra in that movie?
I did not have a part in the movie, though.
So. What was the name of the movie? I remember it was something that was
Piranha.
It was called Piranha. Yeah. And there's going to be another one. I was told Larry Price, who worked here, I think when I was here a month or so ago, told me there was going to be another one.
Well, they're looking at doing a sequel. But the first.
How do you do a sequel about that? Just get a lot of new butts in there?
I don't know how many times the earth can open up. that was the whole thing. So we had a major earthquake.
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's great, Larry. Thank you. There we go. Yeah. Gary, we were just chatting outside about your background. You have roots here, but you also have roots in New England.
Yes.
As people know who listen to me, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I consider myself to be of moderate scale when compared to what it was like when I was a kid or when we were all kids. Your brother runs a farm up in Newport, Vermont.
Actually, it's my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
He has a large dairy farm up in Newport, yes, in Vermont.
He can listen to us on the station in Montpelier or in Barrie, Vermont, WSNO.
I probably can.
You can get him. And that reality brings us around to understanding true entrepreneurialism. This community, Lake Havasu, seems to have a larger proportion of people who have their own businesses. And I draw that conclusion from just driving in on Route 95 and looking at all of the boat shops, lots of car dealerships, there's the electrical contractor, whether it's this because maybe they're more visible, or is there more entrepreneurial reality because you're sort of away from, there's nothing else around for 20, 30, 40 miles in any direction.
Well, I think, the fortunate part for me is that I came here in 1973, so I saw when the town was very small, and we were founded by probably, one of the best of all entrepreneurs, Robert P. McCullough.
Yeah.
And so,
is he the chainsaw guy?
He's the chainsaw guy.
Really?
And at one time, we had as many as 1,100 people employed by McCullough Chainsaw here.
Really?
Right. He brought his operations all out from Los Angeles. And because when he first came up here, he was looking for a facility to test his outboard engines.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was pretty diverse.
Yeah. So now, what's the status of McCullough here in Lake Havasu?
McCullough doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the chainsaw eventually got sold out to Black & Decker,
right.
And eventually it got sold out to a group of former executives of both Black & Decker and McCullough, and then eventually it went to its demise. I mean, I think the secret really behind McCullough really was
him,
his entrepreneurial, he's creative. He had that genius.
Yeah. So. Isn't it interesting how in some circumstances you've got who among us, anybody who was on the farm or connected with anything, we all had McCulloch chainsaws.
Right.
They were the standard.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that they were connected to Lake Havasu. We're on McCulloch Boulevard right now.
Right.
Where
exactly.
The radio station studios are located. It's again, another testament to how somebody like that individually can really change a community. And between that and the London Bridge, that's what spawned the growth.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he just had the vision, he went on the courthouse steps and purchased this property, and then he had a gentleman working for him by the name of C.V. Wood, who was a master planner for Disney.
Yeah.
And together, they created the magic that made all this happen.
Yeah. So is there, in a sense, I was thinking as you were telling me that about Bugsy Siegel getting off, getting out of the car where Las Vegas is just like a hole in the. It was by some divine wisdom, he says, "Okay, I want to build a city here," and so out of nothing comes a lot. And here, I mean, could we go around this part of the world and find this part of our country and find a lot of examples of that, Havasu being one of them? Before, in the 1960s or 50s or 60s, this place really didn't exist.
No, all that was here was a former World War II R&R facility where they used to come in, and it was also an emergency landing strip for the big air base out of Kingman, which was during World War II was a gunnery
right.
facility.
So the Mojave Airport now, where they do lots of dismantling of planes
right,
and that sort of
you
stuff.
See, yeah, you see all that up there. So now what he did is he came here and he was looking for, as he said, for a testing facility for his outboard engines. And they said he kept looking back at the community because it was then, you know, a peninsula, not an island, because it became that when he put the bridge in, the London Bridge in and stuff. And he kept saying, you know, he had the vision. So he put the right people around him, people like CV that could take his idea and make it into reality.
All right. So let's take the lessons learned by Lake Havasu and apply them to other communities and the partnership that you have here economically with the residents here expect certain things.
Right.
They come here and they want the recreational facilities, and they want a lot of things that have now become part of the lifeblood of Lake Havasu. This is not an accident, although some people just assume, all right, all this stuff is here. It just happened one day that everybody decided to come to Lake Havasu. It doesn't work that way.
No. Now, we really, the town was a master plan community, and the things that McCulloch was able to do back then, I don't know that you could even afford or try to do today.
Yeah. Okay, so but he did them on his own mostly, didn't he?
He did it all.
Wasn't
on his
government
own.
Doing
he,
it?
He was truly, you know, in the early days of coming here, even in '73 and '74, in those early days when I was here, he just took care of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He subsidized. He had the restaurant under the bridge. He had a number of things like that. So.
One of the things that also I find interesting is that, is again to refer back to the early days. Even in the western part of the country, we think the early days were the 1870s or the 1880s. Where I come from in New England, I do laugh because the early days were 1620 and 1630 and 40. So it just seems as part of America's growth, even after, I mean, this land was owned for 100 years before anything really happened. And you wonder out loud, how many other places around the country can, I mean, as I drive across, once I got to eastern Texas, the drive across Texas, the drive across and up into New Mexico and across Arizona and even into Southern California, when you go across from Needles toward Bakersfield or whatever, there's nobody there or here. I mean, there's not, you can drive for miles and not see a home or see anything out here. And so people who wonder about our population explosion, when you come out here, if you haven't driven, I said this to one of the guys that works for me on the farm yesterday, have you ever been to New Mexico, ever been to Arizona to see what there is to see? It's beauty personified, but in a different way, and it really does speak to the diversity of this country in almost every way, whether it's people, job opportunities, topography. It really is an amazing thing that we can all function, and there's so many different realities.
Well, back east, like where you're located, you know, the greenery, the rolling hills. Out here, it's the vistas where you can see forever. It's the magic of the sunsets, you know.
Last night, we were coming across, Bob and I, we're driving on 40, and there are parts of 40 that are magnificently sculpted into the environment. And there's one place, it was just at dusk, where we saw like a couple of buttes against. It wasn't last night, it was the night before.
No, man.
Was it last night?
Coming into town.
Okay. It just amazing how that stuff stands against it. I'm not trying to be too flowery with my words, but it really is. It's something you cannot appreciate. A great picture is fine, but get it until you see it yourself.
It's magic. It's just breathtaking when it happens.
Good to have you here. Thank you. Gary Kellogg is the president of the Partnership in Economic Development here in the Lake Havasu area. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
All right, no 800 numbers associated with Dr. Ken, nor are there 800 numbers attached to our basic advice. This is the next 60 seconds is Dr. Ken and advice about helping you help yourself. The healthful benefits of probiotics have been something we've been talking about. This it's a Ganadin product for, 2 years or more? Digestive Advantage is another. We've talked about Digestive Advantage before, but not to the extent that we are right now, because we know more about your innards, you know more about probiotics, you know more about how important probiotics are for your gastrointestinal system. So we move up a notch on the, and this time of year I think you need more protection. Sasonex is great, but Digestive Advantage is better, especially in certain circumstances, Ken, right?
We have over a billion bacteria in our body, and we need a good balance between the good and the bad. So you continuously need, your body craves these healthy bacteria. These healthy bacteria rev up the immune system and also make the digestive system work properly. And now Digestive Advantage has added enzymes which additionally make that digestive system work even better.
Studies have shown that these special probiotics not only defend against digestive issues like IBS and gas and bloating and that sort of thing, diarrhea, but they also are important elements in the fight against disease. Your immune system needs to be strong. Digestive Advantage is the leader in customer satisfaction. And guess what? It costs about a third less than all the other products that claim to do the same thing. Get a 30-day supply for less than $10. Digestive Advantage at Target, Walgreens, CVS. Convince yourself. Don't let Ken and I have to work you over. Try it. You'll see how wonderfully it works to improve your body, your health, in oh so many different ways. Digestive Advantage. All right, so we have news today on a way to cut production of melatonin. And I'm not sure whether this is good or bad, Ken.
That's not good, Doug. This is a very practical study to help everybody out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. Before you go to bed, you have to think about the exposure to light, and while you're sleeping, you have to get rid of all that light. Exposure to artificial light after dusk and before bedtime, Doug, may reduce the sleep quality by suppressing the production of this hormone melatonin, which has been shown to have negative health effects. Inadequate melatonin can raise your blood pressure. It can also raise your glucose level. So when you go to sleep, make sure the lights are off, and in the few hours before you go to sleep, dim the lights throughout the house. This may have an impact on people who work different shifts.
Yeah, I've been trying to do this. Why is it when melatonin is used, I've taken it as a supplement, and it gives you crazy dreams.
Because
and also, go ahead.
Because it's not being manufactured naturally, and there are so many other ingredients that when you take them orally or give them in the vein, it doesn't have the same effect as when the body makes it where it needs it.
All right, FDA has a new head lice treatment that they say is okay.
Natroba, just approved this week, another option. The nice thing about it, it's only given once, and you only have to keep it on for 10 minutes. Natroba.
How is Ms. Giverd's doing?
improving. She's going to be transferred for rehab to a University of Texas hospital. She seems to be getting up. We still don't know how well she'll do long term, but she's an amazing medical miracle right now.
Dr. Ken Kronos, an amazing medical miracle in himself, here every day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Three past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Jim and I are back. We kind of have this
tag team thing
going with Doug on the show today. Because he's busy. There's a lot of people there, so they're running around. So he's talking to some interesting people, and then he wants to go say goodbye and chat and everything. So he'll be back in just a couple minutes. So until then, this is our technology segment where Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, joins us. And today he's going to talk about how you can easily improve the sound quality of your iPod or other MP3 player. Right after this, Alex will tell us.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
If you want to improve the sound quality of your iPod, the single most dramatic improvement you can make is to invest in a new pair of earphones. I use in-ear noise-canceling headphones because they drown out ambient noise, like the noise of the airplane or the annoying cell phone talker. If you don't want to spend as much, I just ran across a terrific headphone accessory that I didn't even know existed until recently. It's a $13 cone-shaped bud that fits over the white earphones that come with your iPod. It dramatically improves not only audio quality, but the fit of the earphones into your ear. They'll never fall out again. These adapters are called AcoustiBuds, and they're sold on Amazon.com. Times are tough, and it's hard to find a $13 high-tech gift with this kind of value. Go to my website, technologytailor.com, for links and more details on my own headphones as well as the AcoustiBud adapters. Same time next week, I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet cat food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart, we love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
56 past, 57 past the hour. Time flies on the Good Day Show. Jennifer, I downloaded one of the absolute coolest things to my iPhone app, and now I want to see if you droid people can do it, too.
I just checked it. I think you might have won.
Really?
But I don't know. Okay, so you downloaded right. Netflix, right?
So here's, I belong to Netflix, and we recently joined them, so we can download it on our Wii and watch movies, and it's
right,
great.
Right, I do
know.
Have that.
Okay, okay. So I was cruising through the App Store the other day and downloaded the Netflix app to my iPhone.
Now, I have a bunch of Netflix apps. When I go, I'm in my little store right now, but I don't think any of them are legit. Is that possible?
I don't know if that's possible or not.
Is it called NetQ?
No, it's called Netflix. It looks like the regular Netflix thing. And within
the PhoneFlix. Here it is. Uh-huh.
PhoneFlix.
PhoneFlix, Netflix Android. Netflix
okay.
for your Android phone.
Yeah. Download that, and they have shows, TV shows, movies, cartoon things for the kids. I mean, it's awesome, and it looks great. I was watching Dirty Jobs last night with Sean while we were laying in his bed going to sleep, and we turned on and watched about 5 minutes of Dirty Jobs. It was so cool.
That's fun. Usually people read to their kids, but all right.
No. This is before we read. And then he had to read, what's he reading? Nate the Great. There's a
Ooh.
Series of books, Nate the Great. They're about 50 pages, and he has to read one of those a night.
Isn't it convenient that Nate rhymes with great?
It works. Yeah, especially since a kid calls himself I, Nate the Great.
Oh.
Figured out this clue.
Smack.
All right, 58 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.